Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 231 for June 1st, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say... aye.
Everybody, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, we are back.
Sorry.
Sorry, we're back. Well, if they're listening, that's their fault.
They just want to see what kind of mess it's going to be.
You know what? There might be some truth to that.
I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that.
Or because we've been gone 2 weeks now, and they probably want to know what's going on.
There's a whole lot going
on. There's so much going on. I mean, just so you know, there is a good reason why we have been away. We have a lot to report on today. Mm-hmm. I know when you were doing your outline, it took you quite a while.
It did. There was, if I had to guess offhand, probably 60 blogs.
Oh, my gosh.
We were last on.
Has it been that many?
Yeah.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's only 60 over 14 days.
That's, oh my goodness, you guys. I hope you're comfortable.
Okay, get comfortable, pause this, go get a snack.
I mean, it's going to take a while. I know he asked about a discussion, and I'm like, I don't think we really need one because we got so much to talk about.
No, that's what I actually put that in the show notes, that no big discussion this week because we have so much to talk about blog-wise that we didn't do that. But you may notice also, I just want to kind of put a disclaimer out there, that we are doing a lot more blogs now than we did previously.
So much.
Because we are just trying to change up things at the Main Street Mouse.
Yeah, Scott is on a crusade to revamp what we've been doing and step up our game. And he really has been helping with that.
And not the last crusade either.
But yeah, so there is content all day, every day.
Content aplenty.
Yeah, there really is. So, I've been doing reviews on some of the things that are new at the parks, but mm-hmm. Scott has been...
I'm doing the news mostly.
News, but he's looking for things that, you know, maybe you didn't know.
Right.
Or some things that are obscure.
Right.
I mean, sure, there are things that everybody's reporting on, of course.
Correct.
But yeah. There's also things that you're like, about.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. If it seems somewhat interesting to me that maybe... you all out there would like to hear about it also. So I figure, why not do it up? We're actually doing we haven't really talked about this, but we're doing a full rebuild of the site also.
he let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, we're doing a rebuild of the site. We have a new logo that's going to be coming out.
Oh, goodness.
We have all kinds of stuff. So, guys, stay tuned. It's going to be a wild ride for sure.
Wildest ride in Florida.
Not that wild of a ride. Although the ride's not wild anymore.
It really isn't.
But yeah, so we have a lot we're working on. So just stay tuned. I think you guys are going to like what we're doing. We're going to expand amongst just not Disney. We are going to cover a lot more entertainment.
Yeah, because we just want to be a little bit of everything now.
And it's still going to just be the two of us doing it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Do you hear the sincerity? No. It's going to be great.
It's good to be busy. It's good to be stressed all day. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So I guess we'll go back and, first thing I want to mention also, Michelle's book, your latest book came out a couple weeks ago. All right. Debuted a couple weeks ago. We were doing the pre-orders. We're just waiting on the pre-order books to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they do, you will sign them and we'll get those shipped out ASAP.
Yes.
But we're going to always keep a stack of them on hand.
yep.
you to sign and be able to ship out. So if you do want a signed copy of it, you can still order it from the same link, mm-hmm. same price, same everything. And then once they come in, we can ship those out. So if you're interested in ordering her latest book, there is a click here in the show notes where you can order the book. Do you want to kind of give them a quick synopsis of your book in case they haven't heard about it?
It is a book of short Disney adult stories, kind of like as you grow up, you still have a little bit of Disney reference in your life. And it's kind of just relatable things. 20 stories, short stories. They don't need to be read in any particular order. And it's kind of just a fun little book.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I was going to write a book, but I figured there's enough fortune cookies out there with a little bit of wording, and that's about all my book would probably
have. You know what? Writing a book is not easy, I will tell you.
I'm not saying it is. That's why I said I could write one and be about the size of a fortune cookie piece of paper without the cookie, though. So you lose out on the cookie, which makes it why.
Well, you know, no, mine doesn't come with cookies, but it does come with stories from my heart.
And it'll probably make you might have that moment of, aw, too. Oh, I feel the same way.
Or you will probably say, I feel the exact same way.
On a lot of them.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll say, yeah, me
it's
too.
It's the book of the year. You're not going to want to miss out.
Yeah, it's the book of the year.
So last time we spoke to you guys, it was May 18th. That was our last show we did.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next day, as we talked about on that show, we were getting ready because we were going on a, well, it ended up being 4 days of media stuff to do. Beginning on the 19th, we were actually checking into Port Orleans Riverside.
We were.
Which is a fantastic resort. I really like it over there.
It is. You know, we haven't stayed at Riverside for a bit. They actually put us up at Riverside for another event a few years back. And we were excited just to stay on property. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't even really count it as like a staycation because they had us busy the whole time. But it was nice to like that first day to check in. Of course, I was getting footage of the room and the resort. And, you know, you got to walk down to the food court, of course, to check all that out. The pools, the gift shop. Yeah.
Well, we ended up taking the boat and go over to the springs for dinner that night, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did. We did. We went over to the springs for a little bit.
Yeah, and we actually had Earl a sandwich. We went super fancy. Yep. I mean, because in a holiday
trip. Nothing says going all out like Earl a sandwich.
I like Earl a sandwich.
I do also.
It is a good go-to for me if, you know, just, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? How about Earl a sandwich?
Well, because there's a good variety of stuff, and it's not overly expensive.
Right, and they take a pass holder discount.
They give you a pass holder discount, and it's actually a good option, I think. I don't think I've ever been shocked by the price there, because I always walk away full.
And they have brownies and cookies and different things like that.
And they have big cookies now.
They do have big cookies now.
Big fancy cookies. They used to be the Carlos's Cake Bake Shop cakes. Now those are bigger cookies.
So. Yeah, so you can. There's a variety of desserts if you.
Check it out.
We walked around a little bit, and taking the boat is a really nice. We haven't been when we first moved here. Sidebar: when we first moved here, that was one of the things that we were told that you could do that we never really knew.
Right.
So we now, mind you, it was easier to park at the resort.
Not as easy now.
Definitely not. So you could go park at the resort and take the boat to Disney Springs. And it was just like an outing.
Right.
Like something extra to do. Well, now it's not easy to do.
No, it's not. If you're on the way back from the Springs back to the Port Orleans as it gets later, the traffic or the wait for the boat gets a lot longer.
Okay, so here's the thing. The boat ride itself is great. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But when you are waiting on said boat, it takes a long time. And we didn't have any other transportation.
No, I mean, we probably could have jumped on a bus if we wanted to. But I didn't feel like walking all the way over to the buses.
Yeah, and I don't really know how the buses work over there, if they go to parks, if they go to resorts, what they do. But, you know, we're like, okay, no, we took the boat here. Let's take the boat back. But there is a very long line to wait, and there's only obviously so many people fit. And, of course, I told you that when they started letting people when the boat finally came, I'm like, they're going to cut it off right before us.
It was the family in front of us.
And what did they do? Like, cut it right mm-hmm. off. But it is nice. I just wish there was a better way or more boats or something to make it easier to get back to your resort. But it was nice. And
it wasn't that bad of a wait.
It wasn't terrible.
Maybe a 10-minute wait. So
it was longer than that.
Was it? I didn't think it was that long.
Yeah, because my back is hurting and so are my feet.
No.
But we had to get back to the room because the next day started all the media stuff.
Yeah, so the next day was going to be at Disney's Hollywood Studios for the entire day. Because we were doing the Muppets, Rock and Roller Coaster starring the Muppets stuff for that, as well as the new scenes of Mandalorian Grogu were being added to Smuggler's Run.
Yes.
So it was going to be a full day. Plus, you also got to see the Walt Disney Studio courtyard was opening that day.
Yep.
As well as a preview of Disney Junior or Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in the Disney Junior.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Live over there, right. Back in the new animation courtyard.
Correct. So it was a lot going on at the studios for the Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a full day.
It was a very full day, and it was a very hot day.
My gosh, it was so hot that day. I mean, we're talking like melting.
Yeah, it was bad. We actually we did a lot of the morning stuff, and we left for a little bit, went back to the resort. Swimming for a little bit.
We sat in the pool for like an hour, got cleaned up, and went back. Yeah. Because I got most of my work done that morning. So the first thing that I did was, Rock and Roller Coaster starring the Muppets was not open yet. So they had bushes out in front of like where you would go in.
Right.
So I got to go behind the bushes, of course, and you could just go on the ride. So I went up there, and there's different music playing. It's obviously not Aerosmith anymore. Right. When you go in, you see everything is completely Muppets'd out. I mean, as soon as you walk in, you went after I did.
Yeah. I did the ride cam video afterwards. I'm sure you're going to explain why I did the ride cam and not you.
Yeah, because I'm really smart. The pre-show is, I think that it was, in my opinion, it paid tribute to the previous, because some of the wording in the pre-show some of the same words they used for Aerosmith.
Right. But it also had some of the pre-show stuff that was from Muppets 3D. There was a little bit of wording in that.
Was there?
Well, yeah. Yeah, there was the one part in the pre-show where Kermit shows up on screen and somebody says, oh yeah, we'll get them all over there. It's going to take this long. And Kermit's like, got a minute and a half, which was the same thing he told Sam Eagle.
Oh, that's right.
About how long he had for his fireworks show that was honoring all countries, but mostly America.
Right. So there are little Easter eggy type of things in there. So the actual animatronic is Scooter.
Right.
And they have like little penguins behind it. But everything else is green. Mm-hmm. But it looks really good. So it is very similar. It was very similar to how they did Aerosmith minus the animatronics.
And the ride is the exact same. It just added more visuals that are more Muppet referenced through the when you're going through the streets of LA to get to the concert.
Right. So when you go in where they used to count down, it's animal counting down on the ride. You take off, everything is the same. Now, I was hoping that it would be a little smoother. It's not. And all the stuff, like you said, it has Muppets references now.
Right.
But it's not I thought the inside was not an overabundance of Muppets references.
I didn't think it was either.
It was more like street looking. There was a Pizza Rizzo sign.
There was a Pizza Rizzo sign at one point, yeah.
In there. And then at the end of the ride, as you're pulling back around, they have Statler and Waldorf there.
Which is not where we thought they were at
all. No, it was at the end, doing their little like bit of hating and comedy. But I love them. You go by so fast that you don't get to really hear what they're saying.
Right, yeah, you catch like a little bit of it.
It's like half a joke.
And there is a reference there from Muppets 3D.
About being bolted to the seat.
Yeah, because he says something about, do we have time to go to the bathroom before the next day? And he goes, no, you idiot, we're bolted to the seats.
Bolted to the seats.
Or just the floor, or whatever whatever the references they say there too.
Yeah, so they have that. And then when you get off the ride, before you, like, you know, you can see your ride photos, and they have the concert footage. So you could see Electric Mayhem, and there's different celebrity cameos in the audience of the concert.
Yeah, and we have that full loop on our YouTube channel, so you can go watch the full loop of the concert as you're getting off. And then, of course, you walk into the Muppet. Now it's the Muppet store. It used to be the Aerosmith store, but now it's the Muppet store in there.
And I was impressed with the store. I thought they never, over the years, they have never had a lot of Muppets merchandise. And I feel like, because what they showed as a preview, like on the Parks blog, I was like, meh, it's not that great. Yeah. But then when I actually went and looked at, because they had more in the store than what they showed
online. Yeah, they did.
So they had a lot of cute stuff, like cute stuff for girls. They had like purses and they had like a glittery Miss Piggy shirt, which I thought was great. But then they have like little like trinkety things like stickers and plush and... there's more in there than I thought there would be.
Right. And I have to say, I think, now this is my opinion, nobody has confirmed or denied this, but I think eventually when Villains Land opens at Magic Kingdom, the villain show is going to move to Magic Kingdom or a show similar to that. Oh. And then I think that back room is going to become another Muppets either show or something.
You think so?
I do believe so. Because if you think about it, once you walk under the car, that's all, that whole area could be Muppets.
Yeah, it could. And I really wish they'd bring back the Miss Piggy Fountain. I know I keep saying that, but I really, really, really.
That would be a place they actually could put it. We'd be back there by the theater back there.
Yeah.
Because the theater got all the upgrades. I just can't see them keeping a villain show back there when they could do more with the Muppets.
Yeah, it doesn't jive with the theme.
Not at Hollywood Studios.
Well, it didn't either with Aerosmith.
Correct.
But I remember going to the media event a year ago this time, when they were talking about the villain show, and somebody asked if it was permanent.
Right.
And nobody would confirm or deny.
Right, which tells me I don't think it is.
So I don't know if they knew for sure if it would be. Maybe they were seeing how it went. I mean, it's a great show.
It's a great show. And they redid the whole theater. The seating is better in the theater. All this stuff. They did really good with it. I think, because they went from benches.
But they could put a different show in there.
They could put a different show in there. And I think if they could somehow bring a version of the old Muppet show live on stage.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
That, I think it would be fantastic. And I wouldn't have thought that was possible until you got to go to the After Hours party that night.
Right, but do you want to? Let's do that.
Yeah, let's
after.
Back up. Okay, back up a little bit.
So I got off the ride and my head was starting to hurt, and then all of a sudden my head was burning in the back. And here I'm still working, I'm still going, and not thinking. Well, when I walked out of the ride, I had a uh-oh moment.
Right.
Because of my neurological illness. I didn't realize, because I think I can still do all the things that I used to do. I banged my head a couple of times when I was on the coaster. Well, I was supposed to do a ride cam video an hour later.
Right.
And my head was burning and it was hurting. And I'm like, I started to panic a little bit.
Right.
So I was trying to find you, and you were over in the courtyard.
I was in the courtyard because they had opened the courtyard that morning, and there was lots of pictures and things to get over there. And I was trying to cover all that while you were doing the Muppet stuff, because you had asked me earlier, do you want to ride? And I'm like, I don't really care. Same ride, what do I care? You know, it wasn't a big deal to me. So I was covering the Muppet stuff, and then you texted me, and you're like, where are you? I hurt my head.
I'm having some problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't really think about it at the time, which when you have...
Work mode.
Yeah, I get in work mode and I don't think about myself. I think about getting content. Right. I think about putting out information for our readers. I don't think about me.
Right.
And bad move. So, I went and I sat on a bench in the new courtyard for a bit. And I just happened to get lucky. A cast member walked around and said that they were going to be doing one show of a soft opening of the new Mickey Mouse show. But like, media was going to get to see it in an hour anyway.
Correct.
So this was just an hour earlier. And I thought, well, why not get it done early?
Right. You could go to that and I could go do the ride cam for the Muppet Rock and Roller Coaster. So... you messaged our rep, and she had already told us that it wouldn't be a problem if we need to swap out because of things that are...
Yeah, so sidebar, Disney, my public relations rep has been really good since I've gotten sick. They know that I have, you know, this illness now. They know that certain things have to be taken into consideration. And they were really good about saying that if I couldn't, I could give, you know, Scott my wristband and let him go. So, and that's what happened. So while you were doing the ride cam, I went, because all I had to do was stand.
Right.
Even though my head still hurt, but I could still get coverage.
Right.
So you went to do the ride cam and I did the new show. The new show is exactly the same as the one at Disney California Adventure Park.
Okay.
And the show is so cute. They do a really good job with it. The music is good. The storyline is good. It's like, actually, they're like little stories. I don't want to ruin anything, but it's good and needed, I would say.
Okay.
So when, you know, after the show, I recorded some of that. Now, mind you, all of this is on our socials. If you want to go back, you can go on our YouTube. You can go on our Instagram. You can go on our TikTok. You're going to find coverage, even our Facebook page.
Right.
It's all there. You just got to go back a little bit.
Yep.
So,
I think there's blogs that I'll reference later that you can click on those blogs and go back and get all the information.
Okay, I'm tired just thinking about all this. So, after that, I had a time to go ride Mandalorian, or?
Yes, you had a time. Actually, you were supposed to go get a photo op with the Muppets.
Yeah, and I missed it.
And you missed your time.
Because I was doing the show instead. Mm. Yeah, so next it was
Mando and Grogu, the addition to Smuggler's Run that they added a new, I don't know if that's the current one that's always, it's the new adventure, I guess.
Yeah. So they added them and it's good, but, and you hear Mandalorian's voice that's, you know, running the ship and all that. Mm-hmm. And if you sit in the engineer's seat, you can see Grogu in the little, there's like little light up boxes on the side of the ship. Mm-hmm. And, but at the end, they both come out, kind of how, you know, any character comes out at the end, whatever they do. But, you know, we got to go through the Death Star. I guess I was just hoping you could see better. I wish that the image of Mando and Grogu was bigger.
Okay.
Because they have, like, you know, the slots of the windows.
Yeah.
And they look kind of cut off.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? They weren't, like, really big enough.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it was fine.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I was trying to record instead of do my job and hitting the buttons or whatever.
I know, and the Falcon crashed.
It was totally my fault.
You didn't
actually,
hit the right
button. I was in the back of that one. I was not in charge. So I went and did that as well. And I think that's when, and my head was still killing me, but then I am bumping around in the back of, you know, doing Smuggler's Run.
I know, I told you I could do it. You're like, no, I got it.
I got it. It's fine.
Like,
I just, work mode is like, I get tunnel vision. I can't help myself. It is like an alternate personality of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want to do a good job, and I just want to get this done, and I want to, you know, I just go.
But I can do all that also.
I know, but I'm a control freak with media stuff. And
that's true.
It is true. Like, I have to do it.
Yeah, it's hard working media events with you.
I was fine. I did my thing. I did not criticize anything you were doing.
You better not.
I did not point anything out.
Although that ride video was horrible. That thing will never hit the...
Oh, yeah. It didn't come out.
The light of day because they didn't have any audio on it. And it's just pointed on me through the whole ride. So you don't even see the ride. So it's like, why even do a ride video if you're not going to show the ride to the people? Because nobody wants to watch somebody's head bopping around in the thing.
I mean, if you want to.
It's silly to me.
It is kind of silly. So I want to say after that, we decided to go. That's when we decided to go back, wasn't it? Or did we do something else?
No, we came back, and that's when you wrote Mando and Grogu.
No, for the ride cam.
I already wrote it. Yeah, we did the ride cam. Then we did...
I did the regular ride.
Right. And
then we left and got cleaned up and then came back, and I did the ride cam. I was at 6 o'clock.
Oh, your ride cam. I thought you meant mine on the Muppets.
No,
that's what I was
mine.
Talking about. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I got to ride by myself
right.
in there. So they put me in like the pilot's position so I could see. Okay. And this is dumb. All right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to criticize Disney, but usually for ride cams, They have a camera set up in the front of the ride. This one, they gave us our own little stabilizer to hold on to.
Right, they give you a handheld.
And they put our phones in it, and we're supposed to do, like, ride cam and then flip it to get our own reactions. It was too dark in there to get my reaction.
Yeah, you would have had to change the exposure on your phone to know that ahead of time.
But usually when they do it, they have it.
They use a GoPro that can record in the dark and it all works out great.
It just did not work out. I still haven't tried to put that footage together because it's so bad.
I think what happened was because they got backed up over at Muppets with the ride cams over there. And they were having a hard time processing the videos. Because I didn't get mine until I think the next morning or late that night.
Yeah, it was late.
And I think that's where they decided to let you record your own because I think they had gotten backed up on the Muppets. So I'm not sure if that's what it was. They should have had somebody tell everybody to change your exposure so you can record in the dark better so that the footage would have been brighter and then it probably would have come out a lot better. But at that point, because weren't you holding it?
I was holding it.
Yeah, they should have had some way to mount it onto the control panel and just let it record you. Because that would have been better than to have you hold it. Because then you can't drive the buttons and hit all that stuff that you need to.
Oh, I barely hit anything, and I was the pilot.
Yeah, so I
played. So it was like bump, bump, bump. It was completely like a hot mess. It did not work out like I wanted it to. But I did get footage of Mando and Grogu in the front, but I still think they were too small.
Probably.
So.
I'll get over there eventually, but it's not a rush for me. I mean,
All right.
I'm not a ride person anymore.
I know you're not.
I really don't get excited about it. I haven't rode Thunder yet either.
That's a good ride.
Yeah.
But anyway, so after that, then I had to go back and go to the party. Is that right? Yeah.
Correct. Yeah, we had the party that evening. So we went over there and sat, and I think we had ice cream while we waited.
We did have ice cream.
So we went and got our ice cream, and we did a blog or two while we were sitting there eating ice cream and waiting for your party to start, the Muppets party.
So then they let people back. I was the first one to walk back there because I was hell-bent on getting in front of that stage because...
I just can't believe you knocked all those people down.
I did not, but I was not playing, all right? So I walked in. They had like this little like piano type of red carpet thing, which was really cute. But I knew that the Electric Mayhem were going to be playing. So I walked myself right up to the stage because I wanted good footage of that.
Right.
And I did not move.
No, you said you stood there the entire
show. The entire time. No, they had breaks in between songs where I could have... I'm not getting up. I'm not moving. I would rather stand there and sweat to death and get good coverage than go have a snack or whatever. But it was very cool to see the Muppets actually come out and play. Like, where are you going to get to see Electric Mayhem play?
Yeah,
like, nowhere.
You won't.
And then you had appearances from Scooter, Kermit, Rizzo, all this stuff. At one point, John Stamos came out to play with the band. Now, John Stamos was probably maybe 5 feet away from me. He was, like, right there. Mm-hmm. So he came out and did a little skit and tried to play bongos with them, which was fun. Now, mind you, he is one of the celebrities at the end of the ride
the cameos.
The cameos. So Yvette Nicole Brown was there, and she's done a lot with D23.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of hosting of like the costumes and whatever. And Darren Criss was there, who's also worked with Disney, but he was also on Glee. So if you watched Glee like I did, he was great on that show.
Right.
So they were there walking around,
too. At the party, yeah.
Yeah. But they were not up on stage. That was John Stamos and his bongos. But that was cool. And it was very neat to see the Electric Mayhem play right in front of you. And they played the songs that are on the track inside the ride. Not all of them, but maybe one, three.
But that's what gives me hope that they could somehow do a stage show.
It was really neat. You couldn't see the puppeteers underneath the stage either. You know how, like, we've been to media events with the Muppets and you can actually see.
Correct.
But this was not like that.
What do you mean, puppeteers?
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Wow, you just ruined my magic.
I'm ruining the magic.
Sorry, I'm going to be done with the show. I'm going to go sit in the dark.
I just thought that was a great opportunity. And I've seen John Stamos a few places.
Another
out at Disneyland and at D23 for different things.
And at Cirque du Soleil.
And it's the opening of Cirque du Soleil. He was there with us. But that was really neat. And then afterwards, in between, like when it started, when the band started to, when they were done, then I went and I grabbed a churro. There's at the chef booth back there,
the Swedish chef,
there is a raspberry chocolate churro back there. Now, I'm not even a churro person. This is the best flipping churro I've had in my entire life. And I don't even really love churros.
Oh, you like churros.
I like them, but I'm not like over the moon.
Okay.
But this was a freaking good churro. I highly recommend it. And then when I was walking, I got a picture with Darren Criss and with Yvette Nicole Brown, which I posted. Very nice. But yeah, so I didn't really get to walk around and eat much. But I did get my work done, and that was what was most important to me.
Right.
And then afterwards, I was like, get me out of here.
So that was day one.
That was day one.
I know. We got to get this going. We're at 30 minutes already.
Okay. All right, go.
So day two was you had a early morning panel that was taking place at the Grand Floridian.
Yes, I did.
You had to get over there. So you had to be up and over there early. You had a transportation that was taking you over there for that panel.
Yes.
Which you went and did that. And then after that, you were supposed to be going to Magic Kingdom, which is where I ended up meeting you.
Right.
And then after that, was Epcot was on the plan.
Then Epcot was the rest of the day. And it was to ride Soarin' Across America. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it. Now, I was also trying to record. I need to go back and just watch it.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, you, I know you didn't see it.
So Michelle got in it. She goes, she rides Soarin'. She comes back. She goes, oh, I like it. It's so good. So good. So she hands me the badge or the wristband. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go ride Soarin'. So I go down there. And she had another panel that was coming up, which we knew about, that she had to go get ready for that, but that I was going to meet her after her panel. So I'm going on Soarin'. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to get a good seat. I'm going to record the whole thing really well, do all this fun stuff. So I'm sitting there, and I'm a couple minutes into the thing, and I'm like, hey, this is really good. It's really nice. I'm enjoying it so far. Then all of a sudden, I'm on the top level, dead center. Boom. Stop. You hear Patrick come over. Please stay in your seats and everything. And I'm like, what the world is going on? Then all of a sudden, the screen became no picture on it, so you could see behind the screen. But I'm 30 feet in the air looking behind the screen just in that seat. And at first, I'm like, what just happened? So after a few minutes, they came over and they go, oh, something happened. We're going to be lowering you all down. So they lowered us all down. There was a little girl a couple seats from me. She's like, oh, my gosh, we're in trouble. They lowered us down. They took us out of emergency exit. Come to find out that somebody had pulled the fire alarm.
Oh, my gosh.
There was no fire, but they pulled it, and they had to get everybody evacuated out of it. But what killed me, and I had to go on Google Earth afterwards because I could not figure out where I was because we were backstage when we got off the ride.
Right.
We were on the other side of Figment.
Yeah, you were turning texting me, and you're telling me where they were letting you out at.
Yeah, so we were walking towards the area where, like, Pooh plays in the little grassy area over there. Sometimes mm-hmm. you see him catching butterflies. We came out that gate right there, but we were even further back, more closer to Canada, probably.
Wow, it's
crazy.
If
I had to guess, so I had no idea that's how wrapped around Soarin' was. Backstage.
Yeah, it's really funny cool. How when those things happen, then you learn mm-hmm. where stuff is really at and how it works.
Right.
Like stuff that you're not supposed to know.
So the part I saw, Soarin, excellent.
Well, I saw the whole thing, but I need to go see it again. I did like it. I know some people didn't like it. They said it was too AI looking. It was too this, too that. Just go in and have a good time.
And you get pilot. You get Captain Patrick.
Yeah, you get. So, but it's weird because. Like, old Patrick introduces new Patrick. Like
yeah,
Patrick.
He goes, this is a good-looking guy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, good-looking young man or something, and it's him.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did enjoy it. I really want to go back and take you to see it. It was good. So after that, I had my final thing was in World Show Place. Right?
Right. Yeah. You had the one event that was going on in Norway, above Norway.
Yes.
Which you found out some big news, which we did put out.
About the app changing.
Yes, the app changing and something else.
What's the app? That was Grand Floridian.
Oh, was it? Oh, you found that out already earlier in the day. Oh.
So I knew all of this. I knew the Carousel of Progress was being changed. I knew it that morning.
Mm-hmm.
But there was strict embargo. Like they'll come to your house. Like we had.
They put electrodes to you, and they're like, if you put this out, we're gonna.
It was a strict embargo just for the people that were in that room, which I was in that room, and it's basically, you know, we trust you not to say anything. So I knew. So when the news came out this week, I was like, I already knew it. But anyway, so World Showplace, they were supposed to be showing us some of the new kids' dance party things, like the Bluey, Bluey's Wild World, the one Jesse's Roundup, and Goofy Core.
Right.
Like little bits of that. Yeah, it really didn't show us much as far as, I mean, yeah, you got to see the characters,
mm-hmm.
but when we actually went to see the real thing,
right.
Nothing like it, no. Because I'm not going to say the things I want to say. It just didn't pan out as far as getting coverage of what it was going to be. You really needed to go and see it.
Right, and you needed to see it in the venue that it's being housed in.
Right.
To really get a feel of how the whole thing flows, because one place, like Jesse has a stage and stuff like that, where Goofy is kind of just walking around the floor,
yep.
and then Bluey is also just kind of walking around the floor. So it's totally different setting.
You couldn't picture it.
Place to that, yeah.
That's the bad part. When the characters are out dancing, I'm like, what does this have to do with anything?
And like the Bluey one, there's so much more than just the Bluey dance party thing. Or not even a dance party, but the little party.
See, they
Bluey.
Did the games in World Showplace that they did over there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still didn't make any sense because you're mm-hmm. just in the middle of nowhere.
Right, and then you also don't get to take the train back there. You don't get to see the wallabies and the kangaroos afterwards.
The experience was not there at World Showplace.
They didn't bring that to World Showplace.
No, I don't know what Disney could have done different. I mean, it was cool to be there, and I'm always grateful to be invited. But it just didn't encompass what the new shows were about.
Right.
So then we had to go see them, which we planned on doing anyway.
Yeah, we planned on doing that anyway, because that all opened the day after Memorial Day on the 26th,
mm-hmm.
On last Tuesday. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then the next day, we went to see Mandalorian and Grogu.
Correct, yes.
Before we went home. So it was like 4 days of busy, 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 busy.
And yeah, so I did mention that we did see that, and mm-hmm. it was okay. Mando and Gru, you liked it.
I just liked the baby. So, I mean, as a standalone movie, just for some entertainment, I thought it was fine. If you like Grogu, go see it. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's entertaining. I will say that as a lifelong Star Wars fan, it was fine. I didn't really get any, oh my gosh, what's this going to mean for this or that? Because it's kind of like the movie is...
It's a standalone.
And there's nothing coming after it. It basically closes that chapter. There's nothing to really expand on from what happened in that film.
Yeah, there's nothing that they can say, well, here's what comes next from the story,
right.
Because the story kind of closes out.
Yeah, it kind of closes out from what they told. So, but yeah, it was okay movie. I would suggest going to see it if you are a Star Wars fan, if you're a Marvel Grogu fan. If you just like the baby. One thing I did notice, and I don't think a lot of people saw this, so in 49 years of Star Wars films, Star Wars period, it's the first film to never have a lightsaber.
I know you noticed that.
That's kind of weird.
I suppose.
Yeah. So we came home Friday. We were exhausted.
Oh, my goodness. Wiped out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wiped out. And then the next day, we did a whole bunch of nothing.
Yes.
Well, actually, you did computer work.
I did a lot of... I was writing. I was getting blogs done. I was getting video and stuff edited and done. We had a lot of coverage that we had to get working on to get it together, because if we wait too long, that's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, so when you work these events, yes, you have to put coverage out while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get home, I mean, it doesn't stop at the mm-hmm. event. You have to keep going.
No.
And that's what we're still writing about this stuff.
We are, actually. There's still stuff coming out. It's been a very busy news cycle.
It has. Like, we can go weeks with nothing. Or just we're looking for something to put out.
Right.
And then all of a sudden we get hit hard. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what has been happening.
Yeah, it has been. So, not to take away from the fun stuff, Sunday was a very bad day for us, which is why we did not do a show last Monday. One of the big reasons we didn't do a show last Monday.
And last Monday was our son's birthday.
Yes,
also.
It was. Which we could have done our show because he went out with friends to see a movie, or he went out to dinner with friends in the evening.
Yeah.
But we were just both of us because of what happened on Sunday. And if you follow either of us on social media, you already know what we're talking about. Our little Ava crossed over to the Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, we lost our baby last Sunday.
Completely unexpected. She woke up with a little bit of breathing issues, and we decided to take her to the vet just because since Jack passed, we're hypersensitive to anything.
She is my precious, protect at all costs. So she hadn't been sick. She just woke up with some heavy breathing.
It was bad storms, really bad storms the night before. And she was scared to death of storms, as we've talked about before. We're not sure exactly what happened, and the vets didn't know what happened. They went through, they did testing, they did all this stuff, they gave us medicine, they said, she's going to be fine, take her home, she'll be fine in a couple days, and we never made it out of the parking lot. And so it was very hard day Sunday for us. Monday, every day since has been kind of hard for us. We lost her. It's been rough, and that's why we weren't here last Monday. Neither one of us was in the right frame of mind to do a show. We're still not, really. I mean, I'm still not there, and I don't think you are either.
You know, it's so sad when, she was a rescue, and I feel like she rescued me. She was my best friend, my little best friend, and she's the sweetest. I put her, you guys have probably seen her on social media, and losing Jack almost a year to the day is
a year and 5 days difference.
It's very surreal and very hard. And I know that those of you out there who have had dogs or cats that have been true family to you, and when you lose them, it's devastating. Mm-hmm. And, at this point, I just keep trying to remind myself that, yes, she was a rescue, but Oh boy, did we give her a good life since we got her.
Yeah, we had her for seven years. She came in and she kept Jack active for a lot of up until his last days. She kept him active, and he went longer than was expected.
He was almost 16, shy of a month of 16.
Yeah. Ava was just over 11. So we're going to miss our little girl. Since then, we've both realized how much our day revolved around her.
She was like our office assistant.
She really was. But I mean, just our routines were all based around her. And now without that, we're trying to find our new normal for right now. So we're still having a hard time with it. A lot of you reached out to us. A lot of you
sent messages and
thoughts and prayers and condolences. And we appreciate all that so much. So thank you, each and every one of you who've done that. It's rough. We're getting by.
I miss her with every fiber of my being. Thank you guys. Thank you for letting me share her with you, because I put her all over my socials.
Well, and that's why I felt we needed to say something, because a lot of you knew Jack and Ava.
You know Jack and Ava. They had their own Instagram. I mean,
when we used to do our old show, you'd hear them in the background.
Yes.
When we did the live video show.
Oh my gosh, sometimes I'd pick them up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys know Jack and Ava.
Yeah, yes.
And it's just surreal that they're both gone now. But we're going to move on because I can't get stuck here, but thank you guys.
So, So the next day was Memorial Day. And like Michelle said, that was also Aiden's birthday. It's also Goofy's birthday, and it was also the birthday of Star Wars.
It's a busy birthday.
It was a busy birthday, but his birthday this year fell on Memorial Day. And we didn't have any huge plans with him. He wanted to go to lunch, and then he wanted to go to a store here.
And then he went to Disney Springs.
And they went to Disney Springs with his friends.
Splitsville. He's another one. I mean, we go to Splitsville all the time. He goes to Splitsville with or without us. Mm-hmm. So we're Splitsville family, apparently. Yeah. And then we even went to Splitsville when we were away.
We did.
When we went to Disney Springs.
Thursday, I believe.
We went and got Splitsville.
And we had the best waiter.
We had the best waiter.
Oh my God, he was
His name
so
was
good.
Kenny, but he looked like a cross of Matthew Lillard and Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And he's there like sometimes Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah,
fantastic. And he works at the bar.
Yep. One day a week, he said.
Shout out to Kenny out at the bar. Fantastic.
Yes, fantastic. So if you get him, let him know you heard about him.
Yeah. Oh. Tell him he's famous.
So Tuesday came around and we knew we were going to go see Bluey's Wild World if we got a reservation because you needed a reservation for the first week. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Talk about that in a minute.
But we knew we were going to go do that. And then we also had plans to run over and go see Jesse's Roundup.
Yeah.
Rootin' Tootin' review over at the Diamond Horseshoe at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who knows Michelle and I knows we do not get up early and out of the house ever.
We're not like out at 7 o'clock.
So we set the alarm to get up in time to get a reservation, which we didn't think we had one. Now,
no.
Fortunately, our friend Greg was also trying to get a reservation, and we're all linked together, and he put us on his reservation. So he was able to get it in group number two. So basically, when the park opened, we were going back to see Bluey. So we had to get up and get moving.
Get up, get going. Now, mind you, we're not just lazing around on a regular day. We're working from home.
Right.
But
we're just not out of the house.
Yeah, so we got up, ran over there, went back to a conservation station, took the train back there. It was not busy.
No.
The way that they had it spread out for how they did the groupings made it so easy. And even watching the new show was not overcrowded. No. I mean, it really helped with overcrowding.
So well done. Disney did an excellent job of all the things we've ever done something like this in the past. They really learned how to do this one correctly.
Because it could have been a hot mess with all those kids.
Hot Mess Express.
Oh,
easily.
Yeah, for sure. And it wasn't.
No.
And then come to find out the show itself, there's cast members, and they kind of lead, like Bluey and Bingo come out, and they lead, and they play a couple games. Mm-hmm. They have cast members there to keep the kids like kind of out of the characters' way.
Right.
The characters do not stand around for a meet and greet. They mm-hmm. come out, they play the games. So to me, that's a great opportunity, just like we're going to talk more about it later, a great opportunity to get candid shots of your kids
yes.
instead of just stand there and do the usual.
Right.
You see them playing games and stuff with Bluey and Bingo. And then when you leave, that's where you see the kangaroos and the wallabies.
Correct, which was cool to see them in the wild. And they're still getting acclimated to their new area and such. They're not super active, but the cast members who were back there, they said eventually they will relax and they will be a lot better as far as the activity and how much closer they get to the fencing and stuff like that. So it's definitely, if you have a Bluey fan in the house,
mm-hmm.
or if you're a Bluey fan,
mm-hmm.
You will love the area.
And they have merchandise, bam, as soon as you walk out, bam, you almost run over a rack. It's
yeah.
right there.
And the show is less than 15 minutes, or right around 15 minutes. It's
yeah.
actually not too long, but it's enough. It's a perfect
just
length.
Enough.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you take the train back.
Which I really like that train.
I like the train ride. So, yeah, it was good. And then we went over to Magic to get Jesse's show.
Jesse's Roundup, a rip-roaring review at the Diamond Horseshoe. And we walked in there, and the one show was just kind of ending,
mm-hmm.
the one we walked into. So you saw Jesse and we saw Woody out there dancing with the kids, and they were doing their new dance, which is...
They teach you, like, a little dance. So... Yeah. Different from the Bluey thing, Jesse and Woody come out on stage
mm-hmm.
before they come down and play with the kids.
Right.
It is the same concept of cast members there,
mm-hmm.
crowd control, so kids can't like grab Jesse's leg and hang on.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? And trust me, there's kids that try.
oh, yeah, they try.
And the parents don't do nothing about it. So there's a cast member there that's kind of like, okay, let's go over here. But the show is cute, and it's air conditioning.
And there's actually two shows.
Yes.
So it so we saw when we walked in, it was Jesse and Woody. Mm-hmm. But then the next show, they have a cowboy that comes out playing guitar.
Guitar playing cowboy
and
with
he's singing
Bullseye.
And playing live, and he comes out with Bullseye.
Yeah.
So it was really a nice little. That was a cute little show.
So
also.
You could probably stand in there a good half hour and be entertained.
Easily. So we did record all that, and that's on our YouTube channel as well. If you want to go check out the entire show to see if it's something you want to do, but yeah, again, like Michelle said, it's air conditioned
and it's well done.
They give you a. Sheriff's
sticker
badge when you walk in. Mm-hmm. But it was just a fun little good time in there. And it definitely a good break from the heat going there.
And it wasn't boring.
No, it wasn't boring at all.
No, they did a good job. I mean, sometimes with kiddie shows, I'm like, meh. Yeah. But they did a good job.
Yeah, that one was good. So that was on Tuesday. So we left there. We came back home because we were really warm from being out in the heat. And we were still kind of down a little bit. So
you know,
we,
it's been a lot, you guys. It's just been a lot.
Yeah. So we came home. We did some work that night. And then Wednesday and Thursday, it was just a lot of days of work. We had put out a lot of content in those couple days. You didn't do your show on Thursday because we just still down, still a lot of work coming in. You
I just don't feel like I could have got through a show because the Ava thing was just too fresh. I'm going to do a show for Thursday. But last week I was exhausted.
And it was by yourself to do your show too.
And I just, you know what? I just couldn't do it. I you know, when you just don't have, when you're not feeling it, you're just not feeling it.
So Friday, we're sitting around here and we decided we got to get out of here. We had sat in the house and it's kind of hard to sit in the house. So we decided, hey, let's go over to the studios.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to the studios to see the courtyard again.
I wanted to go back to the courtyard.
We wanted to see it because it was more active now. They've done a lot more. They've gotten the characters are coming out more, yes. The things like that. And then we're like, and then we can jump on the Skyliner and go over to Epcot and see Goofy Core. So we went to the courtyard. We got lots of video, lots of footage.
The courtyard, by the way, is fantastic. I wrote about it today. Go read it.
My favorite part of all the new stuff is the courtyard.
The courtyard is like a spot. It looks like a little park. It's got benches and grass. And the new show is back there. But this is the prime spot. If you like characters, mm-hmm. there's characters walking out at different intervals the whole day. Now, mind you, keep in mind, same idea as the other ones. They're out there to play games, to read a story, to whatever. So these are not character meet and greets where you can stand with
for 20 minutes and talk. No.
No. And you cannot get pictures with them per se unless you're interacting with them. They walk. You know, like, okay, so just for an example, we watched charades with like four characters.
Correct.
So at the end, people were trying to stop the characters and get pictures, and the cast members were like, no, they're
kind of taking emotion as they're moving.
Yep. So you want to get pictures of whoever you're with mm-hmm. playing the game or standing right. there, but it's not a meet and greet. To where there's a line to get pictures.
And what I liked about the characters too is they're not in one particular area. They roam the entire courtyard area. So you might see Goofy come out by the entrance to Mickey Clubhouse Live, but then he'll be at the front. But then he might be at the back where the footprints and stuff are. I mean, so they're all these characters constantly moving. And the best part though was on the grassy area in the back. You saw Rapunzel. She was basically kind of sitting on the grass. Talking with all the kids and doing,
yeah,
and then Pocahontas
the
did the same, or not Mulan. Sorry,
it was Mulan.
Mulan did the same thing also when she came out. So they kind of alternate those two back there. But this area, honestly, and once they open up the new animation building that's going to be back there, this is going
to
be probably one of my favorite places
the
in
place
all of Walt
to
Disney
be.
World to mm-hmm. go. Because, it's going to be a lot of fun. You're definitely going to want to go check that out when you get time.
Yeah, so the article that I did today has my video of a walkthrough, mm-hmm. and then Scott got video of the band that's playing back
right.
there. Go check it out because it's definitely worth it. I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. But then the sky started to look like it was getting dark, and it was starting to rumble a little bit, and it wasn't supposed to rain.
Stupid weather app.
But we decided still, we're like, you know what? Why don't we go over to Epcot? See, because the sky didn't look that bad that we couldn't handle it so well. You know what? What beats going? How else would you get to the Epcot from the studios during a storm? Why not go on the Skyliner? We hop on the Skyliner. We get on the Skyliner. We go to the first station. We switch from that station to the next one. We get to the Riviera station. The guy's like, "Are you staying on?" I'm like, "Yep, we're going to Epcot." He goes, "Okay, just so you know, when you get there, they're going to be shutting down the Skyliner because there's thunder or lightning in the area." I'm like, should we still be on this? But we took off. I was filming it. and the rain started coming into
the window,
through the vents. And Michelle, if you listen to my video, you can hear her laughing because she's getting pelted in the face with the rain.
I was trying so hard not to laugh, but the Skyliner is swinging and the rain is coming down and it's coming inside the Skyliner. And it was just, and I'm thinking to myself, why? You know, why did we not just go home? Mm-hmm. So we finally get there.
All the way to Epcot. We're at
all the
Epcot
way
station.
To Epcot. And we end up standing on the platform for almost like an hour because the storm just wouldn't stop.
And so, it still never stopped.
And it still did. So finally, I just was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. So it's pouring. We walk down the ramp, go right back up the other ramp, took the Skyliner back to Studios. Now, mind you, we're soaked. The rain is still coming in through the Skyliner.
Wasn't as windy.
Not as windy, but definitely wet. We get back to the Skyliner station at the Studios, and you were like, do you want to stay and wait? I was just so disgusted. I'm like, nope, we're walking to the car. Now, mind you, we parked way back in Jesse, which is far, far. So, yeah, by the time we got to the car, we were soaked down to the skin. I mean, wet hair, wet clothes. I was just, but I didn't want to stand there anymore.
I know.
He's like, are you sure? I'm like, I need to go home. And I couldn't take it anymore. And now, mind you, I wasn't mad. I was just like, let's go home. I've had enough. Let's go home.
And we did.
And when we got home, I ran right upstairs and took a hot shower because I was so cold from all that. So, yeah, the plan did not really come through. Like,
but we have a story.
We always have a story. That's about everything we do as a story.
That's right. So Saturday, we didn't really do much on Saturday. We had some running around during the day. And then Greg and Holly came over for dinner.
They did. They came over to make us feel better, and they brought chicken.
Brought chicken, and we barbecued and just sat around, talked, and had
Which
fun.
Which was helpful to get our mind off of things, so we appreciate it.
And then yesterday, we're like, okay, we got to get out of here again. We're both to the point where we just don't want to sit home all day. So we were like, okay, let's go to Epcot and get Goofy Course. Since we didn't get to go the other day, let's go. So we head over to Epcot. We get to Goofy Course. It rained right around the time we got to Goofy Course. Not as bad as it was.
We look out the door and it starts pouring. I'm like, you can't make this up. I swear. Now, mind you, I looked at the weather app every time we went. And the weather app here in Orlando lies. They're all full of lies. Do not believe it. When you come here, do not depend on that weather app because it's a big old liar.
Okay. So we get there. We watch Goofy Corps for a few minutes. You got some video and some
photos. It's the same as last year. I mean,
or decoration.
Yeah, it's just decoration on the floor, a DJ, and like Goofy and Max just kind of dancing around. It's all right.
So after that, we decided that we were going to take a walk around the park just because we'd only been there a short amount of time. The rain stopped.
Yeah.
So we decided we were going to walk around the park. So we did. We walked around. It was also the last weekend of the Flower and Garden Festival. Today being the last day, Monday, is the last day of this year's festival. But we decided to walk around the World Showcase, and we both wanted ice cream.
Yeah, sometimes you just need ice cream.
Just need ice cream. But Swirls on the Water? No, what is that one called?
Swirled Showcase.
Nothing really looked good there, flavors.
Yeah, they had like blueberry and peach. It wasn't lighting our fire.
So then we decided, okay, you know what? We'll go check France and see what their ice cream place in the back.
Of course, there was a line like always.
Big old line. So we're walking a little bit further and go, you know, they had the ices over in Japan, which are good. And when it's hot, the ice tastes good. But then I remembered something they have in Japan that I've been wanting to try.
Which you have to write about.
And I'm going to write about this, but they have the wafer ice cream sandwich, which is sold in the back of the Japan store, where all the other food options are back there that you can buy. And I have to say, I had the strawberry one. It was mighty darn good. For $4.50, probably one of my favorite snacks.
By the time we got back there, I was just hot and didn't want ice cream anymore. So I just had a bite of Scott's waffle ice cream sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was going to be, you know how, okay, let's be real. You buy ice cream sandwiches and they're all right. You know, it's like you buy the crap at the grocery store in a package and it's good, but it's not like, oh my gosh.
And this was one where the ice cream is completely encased in waffle cone.
Like waffle. So I had a bite and I was ready to hate on it. It was so good. It was so good. And the strawberry ice cream was very, very strawberry-ish. And
but not a bad flavor.
But not bad. No. And they also have, they have other flavors. But for $4.50, and apparently this has caught on because there was a line back there and everybody, there's other frozen treats you can get. There's a freezer back there.
Yeah.
But apparently the frozen treats back in Japan are starting to catch on.
Yeah, and you have to wait at the register, and then you tell the cast member at the register what you want, and they get it for you out of a freezer that's behind the counter.
$4.50 and delicious.
Yeah, it was well worth the $4.50. It wasn't too small. It was the perfect size.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, we're going to have to go back there now and try the other two flavors.
Yeah, I didn't. I had two bites of yours because I think I was just overheated. And just
And you were like, I don't think you thought it was going to be any good.
Well, I didn't want to commit to getting my own. Right. And spending $4.50 on something that we don't know if it's good is doable.
Right.
But yeah,
definitely have to go back there again.
It was good stuff. I would like to go try the other ones.
Definitely. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll go back and do that.
I mean, there's a reason to go.
Maybe have to go tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
Day after. But we ended up walking around the World Showcase again. Park was pretty busy. Got back to the main area and then we kind of left. It was hot again.
It was really hot. But we just wanted to go loop, and I wanted to go see Goofy Core just to kind of like finish out everything that was new for the Cool Kids Summer.
Yeah, so we've seen everything now, which is good. So we got out of there, got in the car, came back home, and then we kind of just worked last night when we got home.
Yeah,
really.
We're just still catching up. Yep. We've been playing catch up so much. It's a lot.
And we're an hour in and we haven't even hit the news yet.
Are you going to read all 60?
And I have a question for you from somebody. Sent
Maybe me. You should just pick out the important ones.
I could breeze through it. I can go pretty quickly.
Oh my gosh, if you like, guys, get another snack.
Fastest 2 minutes like Chris Berman used to do on ESPN.
Okay, I'm going to not say anything unless I feel it's super important.
And there's a few in here we might want to talk about.
All right.
So I will put that out there. So the first article that came out after last week's or 2 weeks ago show was the new flavors debut at Tiffin's Restaurant, which I know is a huge fan favorite over at Animal Kingdom, and they're also celebrating their 10-year anniversary, so you want to check that out. Soccer fans can meet Vinny Jr. at Madame Tussauds. They brought in a new figure over at Madame Tussauds. We're actually going to be going to Madame Tussauds soon because they've invited us out to come and cover everything that's going on out there, so we're going to be going out to there and handling Icon Park and the whole situation going on out there. We're going to be going over there pretty soon, and you guys are going to want to stay tuned for that coverage. New mugs coming to Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar out in Disneyland. They debuted the Hyena mug, which we have the whole story on there, and you can see some of the other mugs that they have out there. And then we also put out another blog about food and drinks that are available at Trader Sam's out in Disneyland, which they have a whole plethora of food and items out there to
whole plethora.
Yes. Muppets Easter eggs and nods to Rock and Roller Coaster starring the Muppets. We put out a blog that goes through all the different Easter eggs and stuff that are on the attraction. Also, later on, we did another blog that came out of a video showing a lot of that stuff that Disney had put out. So we put that out as well. So you're going to want to check those out if you're a huge Muppets fan and want to know everything. Pilot, gunner, engineer tips for flying the Millennium Falcon at Disneyland and Walt Disney World's Smuggler's Run. So you want to check that out. Learn to draw with Olaf at the Magic of Disney Animation. So this is going to be the new area that's not open yet at the Walt Disney Studio Courtyard. But eventually that building's going to open, and there's going to be so much going on back there that you're going to spend a lot of time in the new area once that opens. Where am I? I'm sorry. I'm trying to go through all my notes here. To see the Walt Disney Studio Courtyard. So this is when you had sent out an email with all the pictures and such of things we had covered during the media event.
You
put that out. Walt Disney World 2026 summer offers. So these were different offers for travel and tickets and things like that. So we put that out there. You're going to want to contact MEI Mouse Fan Travel if you're interested in any of those, and they will take care of you. The Mandalorian and Grogu joined Alaska Airlines Disney's aircraft. So they put something, Alaska Airlines, when Galaxy's Edge debuted and other things, they've done wraps and stuff of their planes. So they added the Mando and Grogu to their Galaxy's Edge wrap already. So it was just an addition to that. Cool Kids Summer returns to Walt Disney World with new experiences. So this was kind of like a rundown of everything that happened.
A summary of everything we just told you.
Exactly. Universal revealed Sinner's House for Halloween Horror Nights 35. I know nothing about this franchise, but I know a lot of people are excited about it. And hopefully I will be at HHN for the media. I can tell you guys all about it. Then first look at Bluey's Wild World opening May 26th. So this was from the media event. This wasn't when we went back and covered it later. This was what you put out that you had learned about it.
Yeah.
At the day when you at World Showplace, which wasn't really a good example of it.
Wasn't a good example.
Disneyland hosted LA Fleet Week celebration for U.S. Navy and Marines. So they did some wonderful things out there with the military, and you're going to want to check that out. New Mando.
You're going to want to check all these out.
New Mandalorian Grogu merchandise now available at Disney. If you're a Mando or Grogu fan, and,
check it out.
And somebody you know, somebody you know likes the baby. Definitely.
That baby.
Pedro Pascal and Jon Favreau talk about the Mandalorian Grogu movie and give you some of the insights to the behind the scenes and what happened. Disney Experiences wins big at the Telly and Shorty Awards. And these are a lot of like documentary awards or short videos and things like that that they've done at Disney. And they actually did really well. They won quite a few of them. You put out your review of Rock and Roller Coaster starring the Muppets. So you can read all about that. Learn the horseshoe stomp, which is the dance we were kind of talking about at Jesse's Roundup at the Magic Kingdom. So you're going to want to learn the horseshoe stomp so you can do it with Jesse and Woody and all the and Bullseye.
Don't miss that dance.
Don't
miss
that dance.
It's going to be the new viral sensation.
It is. 600 Block Speakeasy returns to Universal City Walk Orlando for 2026. So this is a speakeasy that is near Pat O'Brien's in City Walk. We haven't been to it, but I've seen a lot of people comment that they love that area. It's really a fun place to go. So if you're a Universal City Walk person, go check that out. You might like it. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is going to be returning to Disney Plus and Hulu. So we put that out. While Disney Imagineering reveals Easter eggs inside the Muppets roller coaster. So this is the actual video that pinpoints stuff. The one thing I loved the most about Muppets is that they brought the Jim Henson Muppet photo, the look like a painting of Jim as a Muppet, over to the new ride.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was definitely something that was needed. Remembering May 25th, 1977, the day Star Wars changed everything. This was an article I wrote about the anniversary for Star Wars that came out on Memorial Day. Hayuk. I can never say that.
What?
Goofy's.
Hayuk.
Hayuk. Happy birthday, Goofy, celebrating Disney's lovable icon because it was his birthday also on May 25th. What's coming to Disney Plus in June 2026? So we went through all the stuff that's coming out, new things, and you're going to want to check that out if there's something that you want to see on Disney Plus for June. There's a lot of actually good stuff coming out, to be honest with you. Fan Foods and Pop Poles launched Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars snacks at Walmart and Target. So this is a new partnership with Disney and Fan Foods and Pop Poles of new things that are coming to the different stores that you can buy. So you're going to want to check them out as well, like everything else I keep saying.
Check it all out.
Check it all out. The Mandalorian Grogu bring back a forgotten Star Wars creature. And if you've seen the film, you will know which creature I'm talking about. But I'm not going to spoil it now. So if you haven't seen the film, don't read this article until after you've seen the film, and then you'll understand what I'm talking about. Celebrate Toy Story 5 with the exclusive Buzz Lightyear Disney and Orkano promo card. So the weekend that Toy Story 5 debuts at AMC Theaters, for each admission, you're going to get a special Buzz Lightyear Lorcana card. And if you're a Lorcana fan and a collector, this is a card you're going to want to get. New Adidas Toy Story 5 collection dropped with new shoes for Toy Story.
That article did great.
It did very good. And if you did not see that, that is one you're going to want to see if you're a Toy Story fan. I know they also came out with Toy Story Crocs. We talked about the last show when we did it. So
the Adidas seemed more fashionable.
And they were kind of cool. I like the way they looked. Actually, I don't wear Adidas. Disney developing a Choose Your Own Adventure movie franchise. So this was something, I guess, that's been in the talks for a while. And if you remember in the 70s and 80s, there was the book series, Choose Your Adventure books. They're going to somehow adapt that into a movie franchise. And I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but it will be interesting to see. Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress is now part of the Walt Disney World Vacation Packages, which is just located not too far from the Disney Springs area, Walt Disney World. Your review for Bluey's Wild World at Conservation Station. So this was the review after we had gone to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, after we saw the real deal ourselves.
Yes, so you put that out there. They put out another article about how Bluey is actually expanded to Disney Parks, Cruise Line, and theaters across properties for all Disney. Bluey's really kind of taking over the Walt Disney brand. I mean, they're becoming a big part of Walt Disney and the parks and such. Walt Disney animatronic being added to the Carousel of Progress. So back about, I think it was September of last year or something like that, it was announced that we would be getting a Walt Disney animatronic here at Walt Disney World in Carousel of Progress, and more of the information dropped about that. And there's another article down here a little bit further where you talk about Carousel and the what's going to be coming.
Yeah, it's getting a complete overhaul. It met with mixed reviews. I saw the concept art. I know there's concept art in some of the stuff that we put out. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be all right.
I think it's going to be all right. And I think what we need to keep in mind, granted, I know a lot of people are mad because this was an attraction that Walt worked on, but it's called the Carousel of Progress. So we have to move forward with it. And the last scene, which was supposed to be the future scene, was actually like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. So I think a revamp of this attraction is needed. I wish there was a way to where they could
keep it all and just add,
but I don't think that's possible because of the way the theater is built. But we will see. I'm sure they're going to do a good job, and everybody will hopefully be happy with it when it's over. From spring training to banana ball, Disney Sports Evolution and how ESPN Wide World Sports over Walt Disney World and what they're doing, and then they brought in banana ball just the other day was actually the first
over the weekend.
Over the weekend, were played there. Here's your review of Jesse's Roundup at the Magic Kingdom. So you put that out. Also, which we just talked
another
about.
Review.
Disney Plus announces new exclusive Simpsons episodes for summer 2026. So this is three new episodes of Simpsons that are coming out. And it had to do something with Homer Makeover. So it's supposed to be like Home Makeover Edition, but they're calling it Homer Makeover Edition, something like that. But if you're a Simpsons fan, definitely something you're going to be looking forward to. Major changes coming to the My Disney Experience app. So they're really doing a full revamp of the My Disney Experience app. They're going to be adding a lot of things to there. It's going to be a lot easier for booking vacations and booking reservations and things like that. So if you're curious as to what those are, you can click the link in the notes and you can read more about that. This was something I thought was really cool, and I think it did really well for us as far as readers. Disney and Philips teamed up to make MRI exams less stressful for children. So they're actually going to be putting Disney shorts and stuff inside of MRI machines to help the kids focus on something that's entertaining to them while they're getting an MRI done.
And big kids too, like myself, who get very claustrophobic.
Yeah, I think this is a great thing, and I'll be interested to see how that progresses.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
Yeah. VIP pass holder summer days return to Disney Springs and exclusive perks and discounts. The VIP pass holder thing is really taking over down here with different discounts at eating places and merchandise discounts and special merchandise for pass holders. So definitely something to investigate if you're an annual pass holder for Walt Disney World. New Lewis Sipper coming to Disneyland this June. I think it's actually debuting.
I think it was today.
Was it maybe today? So if you're a fan of Princess and the Frog, the Sipper has hit Disneyland. Hopefully we get it at Walt Disney World eventually. Usually they get it first and then we get it second over here eventually. Jim Henson's Creature Shop up in New York is offering behind-the-scenes tours. Now, this is something I would absolutely love to do.
You know you would.
Because this is where they actually show how they make the different puppets and bring them to life. So I think that'd be really a fun thing to do. A couple shows ago, we talked about how Papa John's was partnering with Toy Story 5 and Pixar to do something. Well, they announced this past week, Papa John's launches Papa John's Pizza Planet pop-ups in celebration of the new film coming out. So in LA, Madrid, London, and I can't remember the other one. There was a fourth one I can't remember, and I want to say, I don't even want to guess right now. I don't want to guess where the
fourth one was. Read the article.
They were all there was only one in the US, and that was LA. They're turning these little pop-up locations into what looks like a Pizza Planet from the outside. And even the one in LA has a Pizza Planet truck outside of it, like the delivery truck is sitting there. So definitely something really cool to check out if you're a Toy Story fan. Pixar's Hoppers set its Disney Plus streaming release date, which is coming up here in the next couple days. So if you saw the movie and film in the theaters, or you didn't see it and you want to see it, it's going to be hitting Disney Plus very, very soon. Toy Story 5 director confirmed hidden Bambi Easter egg Disney fans are going to love in Toy Story 5. And I really love this. I thought this was really cool. They're using some of the music that was in Bambi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a scene actually where you see a deer and a bunny when they're playing the music. So it brings it back to Bambi that way. Disney Plus has greenlit a new docu-series with Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds about their sailing team that they own out of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be coming out. Deadpool and Wolverine working together. Mega Movie Summer returns to Universal Studios Hollywood. Minions, Wicked, Fast and the Furious, Odyssey, and even more. So if you're out in California and you go to Universal Studios lot, you're going to want to check out all that's coming to there. Again, like we had just mentioned, Banana Ball did debut this past weekend at Walt Disney World. So we did a couple articles on that. Bluey's Wild World virtual queue is ending.
Yeah.
Today was the last day. Correct?
Apparently, yes. The virtual queues really weren't needed after all. So I guess we'll see how people behave.
We'll find out tomorrow.
We're going to find out.
And see if it's back by Thursday or by Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work out right. Marvel Comics celebrates Pixar's 40th anniversary special homage variant covers. So if you're a collector of comics, Pixar and Marvel, they did some really cool covers. Regal Summer Movie Express is returning with $1 movie shows. So this is a great way to save money at the movies this summer and take the whole family in there. They got a good list of movies, so you're going to want to check out the listings of all of them throughout the summer. I want to say there's 13 or 14 movies that are on the list. Different weeks. Let's see, where am I? Lego's brick-built Bluey family set available for pre-order beginning.
And what Bluey?
And it was shipping starting today. So if you didn't order it, you can actually go on Lego.com and order it today if you didn't get the pre-order. And I believe it'll probably be in the Lego stores as well. Alaska Airlines unveiled a Toy Story 5 aircraft celebrating friendship, adventure, and 45 years of Horizon Air. So that debuted and looks like a pretty cool plane. Top things kids and grown-ups can look forward to at Universal Kids Resort in Frisco, Texas. So this is the kids' resort they've been building.
Oh.
It's getting ready to open in Texas. And it looks like a lot of fun. For kids, and I'm sure for a lot of adults too. You're gonna like it if you're in the area. Go check it out. Behind the scenes, The Mandalorian, Grogu, hidden details, Easter eggs, and Star Wars connections to the new film.
Mm-hmm.
Might want to check into. So one thing we didn't talk about in our thing that we did do last week, and it was right after we saw Mandalorian, Grogu, is we went to Everglazed, and we had the world's greatest, and I don't just mean Walt Disney World's. I mean, the world's greatest chicken sandwich called the Funky Chicken. This was a sandwich.
At the donut place.
At the donut place. So this sandwich, our friend Lou has been telling me for years, greatest chicken sandwich on property. And I didn't believe him. Lou likes to eat a lot of food.
He does.
And everything to him is great. So I'm like, okay, it's just a chicken sandwich. Well, finally, after Mando and Grogu, we were a little bit hungry. So we went over there and we ordered the chicken sandwich. And I asked Michelle, do you want your own? And she's like, no, we'll share. I'm only going to have a bite or two. Well, we shared, and major regret not getting our own sandwiches because this was the best chicken sandwich I have had.
It was pretty darn good, I have to say.
Yeah, it was. So it's a grilled sweet roll with, it's got bread and butter pickles and a spicy mayo.
It was good.
Hand breaded chicken tenders, ranch coleslaw, barbecue sauce, just all around good sandwich.
It was very good. I only said I'd share it with you because I wasn't anticipating liking it, and I did.
And you liked it.
I did.
So it was kind of like the ice cream sandwich.
Darn it, yes. Yes.
So this next was the blog about, because we reshared it yesterday, about the Carousel Progress getting the major makeover. So if you want to see everything that's going to be happening in the new scenes and what they're going to be, you're going to want to check it out. The one thing I really am happy about the updates is it's going to be the same family.
Yes, uh-huh.
You're going to still be following that same family, so that's really cool that they're doing that. Blog we put out yesterday that the Empire is taking over the House of Mouse Expo, and we are very happy about that.
Yeah.
So the 501st will be appearing at the House of Mouse Expo all 3 days. They will be there so you can come get your picture taken with some fan favorites from the Star Wars galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney World annual pass holders can now save 20% at DisneyStore.com during VIP pass holder summer days. I think that goes till June 21st, I want to say. Read the blog. It will give you the details of how you get your savings when you go to DisneyStore.com. Let's see, where am I at? Celebrate Independence Day at Walt Disney World with spectacular 4th of July fireworks and entertainment. So this year, normally 4th of July down here is July 3rd and July 4th. Well, mm-hmm. This year they've expanded, and the 5th is also going to be a celebration at both Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So Epcot is just going to have the extra 5-minute show at the end of Luminous,
mm-hmm.
and then Magic Kingdom is going to have the full 360 fireworks show all 3 nights over there. The parks are not open extra late. I think
it doesn't look like it.
Magic Kingdom's gonna be closing at 10 and Epcot will be closing at 9, I believe it is. So make sure you get your reservations to get in the parks and check those things out. We don't know where we're gonna be, but we will be
somewhere.
Those nights. Yes, getting all the footage and coverage we can for you guys if you can't be there to see it. Toy Story 5 may deliver one of the most emotional moments in franchise history, according to Tom Hanks. So we put that article out today where he talks about that this one's grabs your heartstrings. The best places to see characters at Walt Disney Studios Animation Courtyard. So this was your blog you put out today.
It was.
Talking about that. And it honestly is. There are so many great characters walking around that area. Lego's Disney Main Street USA set became available today for Lego Insiders. And just in case you're curious, Lego Insider doesn't cost you anything to be a Lego Insider. It's just their club that you can sign up for. And by being a member that you're able to buy sets like this a couple days early. So the set will be generally available beginning on the 4th this week. But if you're an insider, you can order it today. The set is $3.99. Which I really want it. So
I know you
it's
do.
Almost 4,000 pieces. I already have the train station from Disneyland. I wish they'd come out with Sleeping Beauty Castle. That's what's missing.
I know, you keep saying that.
Yeah, they need to do that. Listen to me, Lego. Taylor Swift had huge Toy Story news today, and if you've been anywhere on social media the last few days, you've seen all kinds of speculation that Taylor Swift and Toy Story were going to be doing something together, and billboards popped up in LA and other places, and it was announced today that she's doing the title track for the film, I guess.
Oh, she's doing a song, and yeah, and you can order it on her website.
Yes, you can order it now. And then the last blog we put out before we came here to record, Freeform is going to be doing Pixar films all this month of June. So there's a Pixar film going to play at least one a day, every day for the entire month of June. So we put out the schedule for that so you can see what movies are coming out. And so you can catch them all again if you get your fan favorites or ones you may have missed, you can see as well. That is all the news for the last 2 weeks.
It's a lot. I'm tired.
It's a lot. Updates as far as going into our discussion, House of Mouse Expo, everything's still rolling around. We're less than 2 months now.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. Get your tickets. This venue is smaller. We can technically sell out of this venue, and then you're going to miss out on the greatest House of Mouse Expo 2026 has ever seen. It's the only one that 2026 has seen, but still, yes. You don't want to miss out.
And we really, 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 really need you to share with your friends.
Really?
That would be awesome. But yeah, houseofmouseexpo.com. Come hang out with us. Wyndham Disney Springs. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. And houseofmouseexpo.com, like Michelle said, get your tickets today. Don't wait. Ticket prices will go up at the door, so you're not going to want to wait on that.
Yeah, so get it ahead of time.
So I have a question for you.
All righty.
So you got to pay attention now.
I'm paying attention. I was trying to distract myself while you were talking so I wouldn't interrupt you.
Got you. So this question comes from a good friend of ours, Fernando.
Hi, Fernando.
Hello, Fernando. So Fernando asked, with the refresh of Carousel of Progress and knowing that at the speed of life and technology change, what changes would you make to the future scene that would not be out of date by the time it reopens? And he hopes that makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. It makes so much sense because that was actually a question that a lot of us were wondering. So at the Grand Floridian panel that I was at, the strict embargo one, there was one of the Imagineers in there that was working on the new revamp. And a lot of us were asking the same thing.
Right.
Like how, you know, they're going to push it so far out that, you know, we're not going to run into it.
Right.
How
do they come up with that stuff, though? Because it could be something
that
I mean.
No. And they even hinted it might not even be on Earth, which I, you know what? Let's not get too far-fetched.
You won't fly to California. You're not going to want to travel off the Earth.
I won't be going. I honestly, quick answer to your question, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
You can send questions to Michelle.
Yeah, I know that's a great answer. Because we all wondered the same thing, like how could you go about it? And so the final scene now, you know, they have the oven that's working itself, which didn't work very well.
Right.
The video games, right. Stuff like that.
The lights on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the Christmas tree, by the way. Okay, so I would do still a Christmas setting.
Okay.
Okay? But I would probably push it out maybe 25 years.
That's it?
Maybe 30.
I was going to say, you got to remember, this came out in 64.
Okay, but Disney doesn't let things sit for very long anymore.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know if this is, I don't think this version is going to be around for 30 years. I think they're going to update it again. Because, listen, probably. Once they start updating it, like.
It's easier to.
It's easier. It's like they ripped the Band-Aid off already.
What I think they should do is through the thing is just move out the, so whatever the oldest scene is, take that one out and just slide them over one.
Yeah, they actually could do that.
Yep.
I don't know, but I'm not exactly sure. I know this is a terrible answer, but I would probably keep it Christmas.
Right.
Because I love that.
You love Christmas.
I love Christmas, and I love that ending scene so much. I'm going to miss the ending scene. Because it reminds me of being a kid.
Right.
I would probably want to do it very similarly how they have it now. maybe, you know, the game or whatever they're playing being something like super duper high tech. Keep it, you know, like that. Whatever they got going up on in the kitchen, make the almost like the Jetsons.
I was gonna say have Rosie the robot
have
making
like a
dinner.
Robot making dinner instead of you know, John messing things up. And
150 points, good job. Oven set to 950.
Yeah, okay, because they made him look like a fool.
Yeah.
Maybe have like what we thought the world was going to be at this point, when we were kids. Because if you remember, I mean, those of you young listening, you might not know who the Jetsons are, which make me feel old. But, you know, they had people flying around in the sky. They had people, like, your house was done automatically for you.
Kind of like how it is in Spaceship Earth. The future.
Kind of, yes. So I probably would do something like that. Have like a robot kitchen, have everything like them sitting and everything being done for them.
Right.
You know, maybe some really interesting outfits. But I would keep the heart of what that scene is.
Okay. Just forward.
But forward.
Yeah.
And I would do that as a tribute to those of us who are saps and want to keep some original things. Mm-hmm. Because, but, the concept art that I saw, a lot of it looks like that the scenes are going to look exactly the same, like animatronic-wise.
Okay.
They're going to just be changing the room's decor, the clothing. So they actually could, because the last scene, the concept art for the last scene, everybody is still sitting in the same spots as they were before.
Oh, okay.
There's something else built upwards instead of a Christmas tree, unless it's supposed to be a high-tech Christmas tree.
That's a high-tech Christmas tree.
I don't know. But I would like to keep it very similar to just as a nod to, you know, the old way it was done. But let's just forward it and have like a high-tech kitchen, high-tech video games, and different clothes.
Okay. And I think something else they could add would be like where the windows are. Mm-hmm. Have like a car like flying from the window. And you
yes,
see, like,
have like a Jetsons car go fly by the window.
Or a DeLorean.
No.
I think a DeLorean.
This was my question.
I know, but I just want to input.
You're hijacking my question.
Sorry.
This is mine.
Fernando's going to send you the same question next week. Yes, we know.
He'll be like, I asked again. No, so I hope that does answer the question because I am sentimental. There are things that I'm going to miss about Carousel of Progress. I mean, a lot of, most of Carousel of Progress is before my time. Let's just throw that out there. But one of the things that I was talking about with other people in the media where I like the old-fashioned feel. The one scene that has the rounded-looking refrigerator, my grandma had a refrigerator like that in her basement.
Oh, okay.
And had, like, the pull-out handle. Like, she had it for when she was younger. Now, my grandmother has been gone since, this is my mom's side of the family, since 93.
Oh, wow.
So, and she was 82.
Yeah.
So, God only knows how old that refrigerator was. Yeah. So, it was sometime in Carousel of Progress time.
Right, 40s and 50s. Most
yeah,
likely.
It was old. Yeah. I think she got it when she got married. So.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes.
So, that was a refrigerator your mom grew up with.
Probably so. Wow. I don't know. But some of the old appliances and stuff remind me of my grandma's basement. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a couple of other people that were there, and they even said the same thing. There's something in there that reminds them of their childhood.
Okay.
And like at the end, that reminds me of when I was a kid and playing video games with my brother at, you know, like I've told you before, it reminds me of my Aunt Linda's house.
Yeah.
it reminds me of Christmas with my family when, you know, I was really young. So the sentimental things are hard, but that's why I think I would keep that last scene with a little sentimental value to it.
Okay, that's a good answer. So, Fernando, hopefully that's a good enough answer for you. If not, send me a follow-up question, and I will ask it to her next time.
You're like, that wasn't good enough. Keep it going.
Keep it going. You said the fruit. What about the scene before that one?
What about that? What about Halloween? What about 4th of July?
Ooh, well, 4th of July was already in the old one. Because she's sitting on the porch.
No, that's what I'm saying about like sentimental things about that.
Yeah.
The Halloween one does make me sentimental, and I have no idea why. I think it's just because I like Halloween.
Probably. So that was Michelle answering Fernando's question. But if you have a question for Michelle you'd like me to ask her, you can email me, scott@themainstreetmouse.com, and I will ask her your question on the air. Likewise, if you have a question you would like Michelle to ask me on the air, you can email her, michelle@themainstreetmouse.com, and she will ask me the question at a future show. Again, we do not know the questions until we ask them to each other on the air here, and we do not edit the show, as you can probably tell. So it will be asked live, so the reaction you get is our real reaction.
If you can't tell, like, I mean, he asked me the question. I'm like, I don't know.
It's fine how it is. Just don't change it.
Whatever.
Also, if you have any questions, show ideas, or comments about Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast that comes out on Thursdays, you can email her, michelle@themainstreetmouse.com, and she will get back to you about that. It's Michelle with one L, not two, or your email will not go through.
That's right.
I'm going to run through our sponsors real quick. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse, MEI Mouse Fan Travel, makes your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail with the best free travel agents in the business. Visit any of our banners on our website for MEI Mouse Fan Travel. You click on that, it takes you to their website. You fill out a small form, and one of their travel advisors will reach out to you, and they will help you plan the perfect trip. The best part of all of it, it's free for you. Our official transportation partner, the Genie Orlando Transportation Services. Their trusted Orlando car services offer safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so you and your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but never least, our official stroller and scooter partner, Kingdom Strollers, can help you with your rental of a stroller or a scooter. You can make your Disney vacation stress-free with Kingdom Stroller Orlando's trusted stroller scooter rental company, delivering clean, comfortable strollers and scooters right to your resort or wherever you're staying. Skip the hassle and travel light so you can focus on making magical memories. Visit kingdomstrollers.com. Please, 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 if you use any of these services, and why wouldn't you, let them know you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse, so they know where the traffic is coming from for them, because by supporting our sponsors, you are actually supporting the Main Street Mouse, and that we are grateful for that. I've talked a lot. I'm done. I don't want to talk anymore. I might need a week off now because of all the talking. So I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. Talk to you guys next week.
He's not really done. As soon as we're done, he's going to start yapping at me. So don't let him fool you. But this was tiring. It was a very long show. I hope you made it to the end. Like Scott said, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you reading our articles and watching our socials and sharing our content. And just sharing or commenting on any little bit on social media makes a huge difference for us. So we appreciate it when you do that. Okay, so I'm done now. So hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead, and we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?